Imagine you're in a career you enjoy. You do good work at a good job in a good company. But months pass, maybe years. And when the day finally comes to sit in front of your boss and to make the case for a pay raise, what exactly do you say? Are you ready to cite specific accomplishments? Do you know how much money you've saved the company or how much you've brought in? Can you articulate your unique value? Here's the thing. You know you're valuable at work, but demonstrating that value up the chain of command isn't easy. That's why the stories we tell are so important.
What I have found is that people relate to stories, right? And people want to share their stories. Often we focus on the negatives. We focus on the deal we didn't close, the typo, you know, the mistake you made having a tough conversation. We focus on the negative things.
Meggie Palmer has made a career championing the voiceless, sharing their stories in powerful ways. From journalism to entrepreneurship, Meggie knows that sharing the right story at the right time to the right audience can make all the difference. So many exciting things are happening in the world of small business, but often what gets talked about are highlights. The overnight success stories, the billion-dollar IPOs, the massive exits. And just like your Instagram feed, it's not the whole story. Let's look deeper than the headlines and press photos into the real work of building something valuable and lasting. I love crazy success stories, don't get me wrong, but we all know what's more important than the destination is how you get there, the struggles you have to overcome, the insights you learn along the way. So that's what we're doing. It's raw, it's honest, and maybe it's exactly what you need to hear. I'm Austin Craig, and this is The Journey. We all know that stories are powerful, but you don't need a supercharged action hero or a Hollywood director to tell a compelling narrative. The story that can make the biggest difference and is likely the most important story you'll ever tell is your own. It's something Meggie Palmer understands, teaches, and practices herself. And her story, like so many other great stories, started once upon a time on a little farm that most people have never heard of.
I grew up on a farm in Queensland in Australia, and we had a shed where Dad's office was, and we had some computers. And I can still remember like doing the coding, and you had to play games. You had to sort of type whatever it was, :// Mavis Beacon teaches typing, or whatever these games were that we played. I can still remember that. They were old school computers. Dad was pretty progressive. He actually got us onto computers really early. My parents never told me what to do. They never forced me to follow a particular career path. And frankly, it was kind of a little bit by accident that I ended up becoming a journalist.
That early exposure to technology was important, but it wouldn't set her career course just yet. Meggie had other qualities that guided her, like concern for others and an inclination for healthy disagreement.
You know, I tell you what I always wanted to be, actually, was a lawyer. Because, you know, as a kid, I liked to debate. Dad would say argue, I'd say debate. I was kind of, I liked just discussing ideas and throwing things around and disagreeing and trying to learn how to disagree in a way that is respectful. And this wonderful, very senior woman kindly allowed me to do work experience with her for a week. And I can still remember that first day walking into those legal offices. And I saw the way the male lawyers looked at her. She was more senior. She was more impressive. She won more cases. And they just, I was a kid and I could see they didn't respect her. And I just knew from that moment, I was like, this is not the industry for me. I knew I wouldn't cope in that world. So for some crazy reason, I went into media, which as we know is not perfect either.
She started her career early, finding work as a journalist in her early 20s. And she did very well. The work suited her, and it wasn't long before important assignments started coming her way. As a reporter, Meggie traveled the world. She saw poverty and devastation, and simultaneously experienced the prestige and reward of a respected, high-profile journalism career. The contrast always stood out to her.
I think as a journalist, it's the great privilege that we have in that we travel to countries, we step into people's lives at the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And then we walk away. People are still there and they're still trying to rebuild their lives. And so it's always I always found it kind of uncomfortable because I got to fly out and be safe and go home to my great home. And they were stuck rebuilding a country that obviously that'll take decades for them to recover from. And I guess it was just the jump moment for me was just a point in my mind where I was like, I love journalism, but I don't love it enough to dedicate my life to this full time anymore.
Meggie was doing work she loved and catalyzing important change, but she knew journalism wasn't going to be her lifelong career. So when the opportunity showed up to create value outside of her job, she didn't hesitate to take advantage of it.
So someone asked me one day, do you do media training? And I was like, yes, I do. I didn't, but I quickly worked it out. I taught myself how to do it. I developed a program and started to make money. So I realized, I have skills outside of reporting stories and outside of live crosses and documentaries that's actually valuable.
It's one thing to believe you can make it as an entrepreneur, and taking the first step is critical. But knowing what problem to solve and how to solve it is something else entirely. After years of working inside a corporate hierarchy, Meggie kept returning to one problem in particular.
I had an experience whereby I came to realize that my pay and conditions at one of the companies that I worked at was very different to that of my male colleagues. And I guess for me, that was kind of a moment where the blinkers were taken off and the reality of the world, I kind of realized the reality of the world that we lived in. That was really the catalyst for me to start percolating in my mind about how could I change that? How could I give women the confidence that they needed to have hard conversations, to question when they're fired, when they're pregnant, to ask why they're not being paid fairly? When you've got friends, of course, you always ask people like, I'm going for this job interview. What should I say? I've been offered this promotion. What should I do? And so, of course, we'd always talk about it. And I started to find a lot of my friends would come to me for advice. They'd ask me how to ask for a raise. They'd ask me, why did I sign this contract? You know, I didn't get time to have a lawyer look it over. What should I do? And I'd help them draft the email to say, you know, I'd like another look at the contract. And I just help people out as you do. And then it just kept happening and happening, and friends of friends would reach out. And I started to realize that there was a gap. Like, people didn't know who to go to. If you couldn't afford a lawyer, if you didn't have a lawyer in your friends or family circle, how did you get that advice? And so it really just happened organically. I'd lived through the problem myself, and I saw that so many other women were living through it every day as well. And so that's, I guess, where it started.
Fair treatment and equal pay are no small issues. And Meggie knew that telling the right story could bring about significant change. She had the experience, she knew the frustrations of women in the workplace, but how would she go about solving the problem? When we come back, Meggie talks about how she turned her workplace frustrations into a solution and a tool for women working everywhere.
The journey is sponsored by our friends at Salesforce Essentials. We use Salesforce Essentials every day, and it's part of our own business journey. Essentials combines sales and service tools in a single app to help small businesses win customers and keep them happy. See how Salesforce Essentials can help you be your best business at salesforce.com/thejourney.
Armed with her experience as a media consultant and passion for equal pay, Meggie started a new project. It began small, but was something she cared about deeply. She created Pep Talk Her, an app that helps female professionals record and track the measurable value they create for their organizations.
We know that a lot of women are amazing negotiators, right? And a lot of women do negotiate super well. And a lot of women have a lot of confidence and they don't need Pep Talker. And that's great and that's fine. And so we're helping the women that maybe do need help and that maybe do doubt themselves and that do find that there's a lacking of confidence in certain situations. That's the women that we're really trying to help. And we want to upskill them to kind of have the confidence and then secondly, have the skills that they need to negotiate for themselves and to advocate for their worth.
Meggie's confidence is definitely part of her personality, from her hard work upbringing on a farm to her early success in the competitive world of journalism to launching her media training and consulting service. She's had plenty of life experience to build that confidence. But recognizing her value wasn't something that just happened for Meggie. She had help from mentors along the way. Some of them told her directly, you're worth more than you realize.
I had a boss, her name's Kathy, she's still a dear friend today, and I can still remember she sat me down, I think I was about 21, so I'd been a journalist for maybe a year or so, and I still remember Kathy called me into her office, she sat me down and she said, you're doing really well, I'm really proud of your work, everyone's really happy with you. I was like, thank you, She's like, you should ask me for a pay rise. And I was like, what? She was like, you should really ask me for a pay rise. And I was like, oh, yes, I think I've done a great job. Please, can I have a pay rise? But like, I didn't know to ask that. They didn't teach me that at college, right? Like I learned so much about accounting and economics and ethics, but no one taught me to ask for a raise. And so she kindly gave me that push to be like, girl, hurry up, ask for it. You know, if you don't ask, you don't get. And I wonder if she'd not asked me, if she'd not taught me to ask, I wonder how much less I would have earned throughout my career. I wonder if I'd still be here today working on Pep Talker, you know, because she took that opportunity to give away more of her budget to me and to use that as a teaching moment.
Not everybody will have mentors step in and offer the right advice at the right time. Meggie hopes to fill that gap with Pep Talk Her. And so far, it's working. They've had thousands of users negotiate pay raises using the data logged in the app. Meggie is proud of what Pep Talk Her has accomplished, but she knows it's just a start. There are still millions of women to help. At the same time, Meggie knows she's part of a long tradition of empowering women to live their lives fully and on their own terms.
I think about, you know, obviously we have a long way to go in terms of equality. However, imagine being a woman 100 years ago, 200 years ago, before women could vote, you know? I mean, it's pretty remarkable how far we've come and how many glass ceilings have been broken before us. And I'm very grateful to all those women and men who fought along the journey, for sure.
In her book, Year of Yes, acclaimed television producer Shonda Rhimes shares some thoughts on going after what you want and telling yourself and others the right story to get there. Don't apologize, she says. Don't explain. Don't ever feel less than. When you feel the need to apologize or explain who you are, it means the voice in your head is telling you the wrong story. Shonda Rhimes clearly knows how to give a pep talk. Her book is an affirmation, an optimistic stance on the world and herself. And Meggie Palmer would agree. When she was asked, "Do you do media training?" the answer was yes. Can you help friends negotiate a pay raise? Yes. Can you start a worldwide movement to help other women establish their real value in the workplace? Yes. The stories we tell ourselves shape how we view ourselves and value ourselves. It impacts how others value us too. Telling the right story can dramatically and measurably improve the value we create and receive. And sometimes, all it takes to get there is a little pep talk.
Thank you again to our friends at Salesforce Essentials for sponsoring the journey. Our team at The Mission uses Salesforce Essentials every day. Salesforce makes the leading CRM, and they created Salesforce Essentials especially for small businesses. It combines sales and service tools in a single app to help you win customers and build your business. It's affordable, it's made for small businesses just like yours, and it includes in-app tutorials so you never get lost. Try it for free today. Visit salesforce.com/thejourney to start your free trial. Or click the link in our show notes. We love Salesforce Essentials, and you will too.